Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. Over the last few years, I've known that real estate investing is something that I wanted to start doing, but I didn't know how and when and where to start. Until recently, I started doing sales calls for a guy who teaches people how to get started in real estate investing. And I saw a path to what I wanted. I saw a path to be able to create the business and the life that I want. So I jumped in and started taking this course and am going through it and loving what I'm learning so far. And I'm excited about the possibilities. But along the way, one of the things I have to do is register my business. I'm trying to build the credit profile of my business, and I needed to register with Dun & Bradstreet to get a DUNS number to build my business credit history that's tied to the business rather than my personal credit. And I use Opera Browser, and it just was not working. It wasn't going through. Like, I kept getting an error message. I tried for days, and I was only getting an error message. Nothing would come through. I didn't know what the deal was. It just kept spitting back an error message. And so I finally was able to get a number to call Dun & Bradstreet, and she said, "Well, what browser are you using?" I told her I'm Opera Browser. She said, "Well, try Chrome browser and go in incognito mode and see what happens." So I went through, submitted the information, and it went through immediately. It went right through and said, "Thank you for submitting. Your submission has been successful. We'll contact you within 30 days, blah, 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 with your DUNS number." That simple. All I needed to do was make that phone call, and it would have worked. Like, wow. That little bit of outside insight, the little bit of change, all I needed was to approach it from a different direction. Think outside the box a little bit. When you have the box, when you're in the box, it's hard to think outside the box. Sometimes you need that outside insight to lead you to thinking outside the box, to help you think a little bit differently. What are you stuck on today that you're needing a little different lens to look at it through? What are you facing today? What challenge do you have that an outside insight could help you with? Just a shift in thinking. Well, not even a shift in thinking, just a, hey, if you go at it from this angle, you can do the same thing you're doing. Just start over here and go that route, and you'll get right through. Think about that next time you get stuck, and then try it a little differently. Use a different tool. Try a different platform. Get somebody else to take a look at it and say, "What do you think? What should I do differently?" I just bet you'll move ahead faster and you'll go farther than you will alone. Do good work.